So we made this decision about 5 years ago.
But to start, I'd like to talk a little bit about Unity and Unreal. Don't get us wrong. We envy a lot of the capabilities of that engine all the time. You know, we see their matured pipelines and some of their cross-platform support stuff, and we do wish we had that stuff. They have great content creation pipelines. They're battle-tested, very flexible engines for the most part. Tons of plugins that you can get on the store. And it's something that we could use to kind of hit the ground running. But one way that I like to look at it is, if we were setting out to build an engine that was like competitive with Unreal, we probably wouldn't build it on top of Unreal. That kind of wouldn't make sense, just like it wouldn't make sense to build Unity on top of Unreal, or vice versa. The reason why is you need that low-level control to differentiate your product and what you do. And there's a lot about what we do in the user-generated content space generally, and where we're going with this product, that is kind of unique to us, that a lot of the aspects wouldn't fit well with one of the off-the-shelf engines. So one of the other things we're going to talk about a little bit is some of the third-party tech that we do use and how we integrate that so we're not writing everything ourselves. Whereas, like we use a technology like a Havok or an FMod for audio, or we have a ton of third-party tech that solves large parts of the problem for us. We're not writing everything ourselves, but then we take care of the integration. That gives us a lot more flexibility with how we do things. Where if you look at a Unity or an Unreal, I refer to those as full-stack engines. And with a full-stack engine, you're kind of in for a penny, in for a pound. They make a lot of decisions for you about how things are going to integrate, how they're going to work. And if what you're doing doesn't actually match that model, then you're in for a lot of pain to try and use their engine that way. What I'd like to do now is turn a little bit over to Richard, and he's going to talk a little bit about our engine generally. Something else to know about Richard is he's been here at Linden approaching 18 years. So he has an enormous amount of experience with Second Life and all of the issues that we ran into when developing Second Life. And we've brought a lot of those learnings with us into this decision process to write our own engine and into everything we do architecture-wise. So go ahead, Richard.